If you're looking for something to soothe your nerves and calm you down, this probably ain't it. This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Free for all Friday. Glad to have you on board. Glad to have you here. There he is. 888-900-9966, the Common Sense Hotline for you to get involved with the conversation. You know, we're told on the eve of this vote on whether or not the government's going to be shut down because Democrats believe it's more important to protect illegal aliens than it is to fund the government, pay for active U.S. military to be out there protecting your freedom and your life the same as mine. And you're told that there's this, you know, these dreamers, they just want to get jobs and go to college and start businesses, and they're great for America, and they're going to bring tons of money, and they're good for the economy, except that John Lott, our good friend, is drilled down into these numbers using crime statistics from Arizona, and he found something quite a bit different than you've been told on the nightly news. John Lott joining me on the phone. Doctor, welcome back.
Great to talk to you.
You know, I read these statistics about the numbers you studied, I believe, from 1985 through 2017, and you have shown, I think, conclusively that illegal aliens commit crimes at a rate far higher than those that are born here. Am I right or wrong?
I think that's definitely true. The problem with the past discussions is that they haven't really had very good data. What they've had is they've looked at all immigrants, both legal and illegal, and it turns out that when you break it down, you find that the illegal ones are committing crimes at really high rates, almost three times the rate of murder for U.S. citizens, and legal ones are committing crimes at very low rates. And so when you mix them together, you kind of mix that. But what I have is a pretty unique data set. For Arizona, everybody who was convicted and went to prison over 32 and a half years,
all right,
I know their citizenship. I know whether they were U.S. citizens. I know what crime they committed. I know how long they served in prison. I know whether they were gang members. I know whether they had sentencing enhancements. I basically know everything that the prison system knew about them.
Which is a lot. That's a lot of information. Yeah, so you put that into the process, and from what I can see here, for example, I believe you found that DACA-age illegals are less than 1%, 0.81% of the Arizona population, yet they represent 8% of the prison population. That's astounding.
Right, well, yeah, I mean, young illegals, I mean, you find that illegal aliens commit crimes at very high rates compared to the rest of the population, but young illegals between the ages of 35 or between 15 and 35 are even much more likely to be involved in crime, and it's much greater than even when you take into account that younger people generally commit more crime. It's several times higher than other young Americans.
So as I look at some of these statistics, they are more likely to be convicted of serious violent crimes, 163% more likely to commit first-degree murder, 168% more likely to commit second-degree murder, 190% more likely for manslaughter. You also found that in Arizona, illegals, especially these younger ones, more likely to commit sexual assault against minors, sexual assault in general. They'll drive drunk more often. They'll commit robberies, armed robberies. Kidnappings are higher. The prevalence of all the violent crimes are skewed far higher. So why are we doing that? I mean, here are the numbers. You have the other people could have accessed these numbers, could they not?
Well, I'm not sure people knew about them. I came across them kind of by accident. I mean, I've been looking for these types of numbers in various states, and a lot of states won't record information explicitly on what the citizenship of the individual is. California, for example, and other places, when they do try to record it, they just take the word of the individuals for whether they're a U.S. citizen or not. They don't go and double check it. And so, you know, that creates real problems with it. If you extrapolate this out to the rest of the United States, if Arizona is representative, and it may or may not be, but if it is, This implies that you have about 1,000 more murders in the United States, over 5,000 more rapes, about 9,000 more robberies each year, and about 25,000 more aggravated assaults than you would otherwise have if the same people had been U.S. citizens.
So if you look at the United States and we assume that there are illegal aliens across the country, then you're telling me, in effect, that a subset of those illegals is responsible for a crime wave in this country.
Right. Well, it's there are a couple of things to point out. One is I'm looking at convictions, okay? And there's good reasons to believe that this underestimates how bad the crimes are by illegals.
Why?
One of the reasons is that illegals tend to commit crimes largely or in large part against other illegals. And we frequently hear, and I think it's true, that illegals who are victims of crime may not report crimes to police as frequently as other groups do. So they won't result in conviction. Second thing is that these illegal aliens tend to be 45% more likely to be gang members than U.S. citizens are. And gang crimes are notoriously much more difficult to go and solve. But one of the things that I found most striking is that for U.S. citizens who are criminals, you have a hardcore group that keeps on recycling through the prison system. About 25% of those in prison who are U.S. citizens have been there five or more times. 10% there have been there 10 or more times.
Really?
But for these illegal aliens, what seems to happen is they get deported once, some of them come back, they get deported a second time, and very few come back. Only 2% of illegal aliens had been had five or more previous times that they had been in prison in Arizona. And what that tells you is that given that you have this really high crime rate among illegals, but people only commit one or two times when they're in prison, you have a much larger percentage of illegal aliens who are involved in crime than you have for U.S. citizens, because for U.S. citizens, you have this 25% of the prison population, they're committing crime after crime.
So let me ask you this.
They make up a huge share.
Well, so if you look at a state like California now and assume that, you know, they have similar statistical numbers if they had them available, and they now become a sanctuary state. And so California becomes a magnet and attractor for all of these illegals if it's a sanctuary state. What will that mean for the American citizens, the actual citizens living in California? I mean, it's not good news.
No, I mean, if these numbers are applicable to other states, then you're right. It would there'd be a real risk there.
Yeah. These numbers are frightening, and I applaud you for getting them, but it's the only state you found so far. I wonder, and I'll give you the last word on this, certainly the left will try to discredit your numbers, but the numbers are the numbers. What's your last thought?
Right. Well, I mean, there's no fancy calculations that are here. I mean, the other work that's done, they have all immigrants, and they try to guess what portion of immigrants are legal and what's not. Or they have surveys of illegals to ask them whether they're here legally and to ask them what their criminal records are.
Right.
Well, those numbers aren't very useful because there's good reasons to believe that they won't tell you that they have a criminal record, for example. But here we have the state of Arizona, when they prosecuted these people and put them in jail, have recorded for you. So there's no guessing.
No guessing here with John Lott. I appreciate it. Find out more, crimeresearch.org. I greatly appreciate it.